FIFA has begun training referees in Somalia for the first time since the collapse of the country's government in the early 1990s. The high-level training took place in the recently refurbished Bernabeu Stadium, which was damaged during the two-decade-long civil war. Up to 30 local and international referees, drawn from across the country, took the fitness test given by two seasoned FIFA experts. Awais Abdullahi is one of the beneficiaries of this year's training sessions. He is among the few Somali assistant referees who have officiated international matches.
I am an international assistant referee. I officiated many international football matches, like in Tunisia, where I took part in a match between Libya and Chad. I also officiated Angola this year. I became an international assistant referee in 2014. I hope to learn more and gain more experience so that I can officiate a World Cup final match in 2018. That's my dream.
For 3 days, FIFA's Ahmed Al-Shenawi has been leading the training of Somali sports officials. This is the second time FIFA has conducted training on Somali soil. Last year, FIFA also provided grassroots training for young players in Mogadishu.
There is a period for Somalia that was not good, and Somalia was very, and wasn't in the image of the FIFA for courses. So now FIFA are happy, very happy. And also this year, I think FIFA have sent a lot of things very good for the referees. And next year, inshallah, we'll send more and more.
With the latest training, these Somali referees will now officiate in their country's major leagues and work with FIFA in international matches abroad. Djibouti played host to previous FIFA training sessions for Somalis due to insecurity in Mogadishu. But government forces in Somalia have now destroyed terrorist groups in most regions of the country. And as the country's young population takes advantage of the newfound stability and joins local sports teams, the Somali government says it is committed to support sporting activities in a bid to keep its youth on the field instead of joining terrorist organizations. Abdulaziz Bilo for VOA News, Mogadishu.